ओम शांति। 9th July 2019 ट्यूसडे। टुडे स्लोगन प्रैक्टिकल प्रूफ मीन्स समवन हुज एवरी एक्ट इंस्पायर्स अदर्स। प्रैक्टिकल प्रूफ means someone whose every act inspires others. So practical proof is the name of the personality. Practical proof is the name of the soul, a soul who inspires. Inspiring personality. To become inspiring personality means to give practical proof or to become practical proof. So, Baba wants us to become motivational personality, to become inspirational personality. A motivational personality, a person of strong character. So how to inspire others? What should we do so that we become a source of inspiration for others? Before we try to understand this, we need to understand in the world who becomes the inspirational personality. Musicians, singers, actors, mothers, fathers, some sport personality, some speaker, some scientist, some artists, some teacher. So there is a huge list of inspiring personalities. So how do they become inspiring personalities? How do the people feel that I should become like this? What should one do in order to become an inspiring personality? What these people did to become an inspirational personality. Somebody who is handicapped and he performs an extraordinary deed becomes an inspirational personality. Somebody who is born in penury, in poverty, and started his journey from rags to riches becomes an inspirational personality. Somebody who is born in the most adverse, most incongenial circumstances rises above everything and becomes the inspirational personality. How? So, what should we do in order to become inspirational personality? Or what these people did in order to become an inspirational personality? Walk? They worked upon themselves. Okay. So, focus. The entire focus should be on oneself. Focus on the strengths. Focus on the weaknesses. Focus should be on oneself, on one's own personality. And more important than that, all the inspirational personalities are passionate personalities. They have passion to do something. They are not like ordinary people. In ordinary people, there is a wishy-washy desire. But in extraordinary personality, it is not just a flickering desire, but it's an intense passion to achieve something. So they are highly passionate. Whatever they do it with passion. That might be the slightest work, but they will do it with passion. A farmer would become the best farmer. An artist would become the best farmer if he does the same thing with passion. So it's a passion. It should be passion. It should be an obsession. It should be a junoon. Then person becomes inspiring. So passionate personalities. And then they excel at what they do. They excel at what they do. There are two persons, two shopkeepers, two students, two entrepreneurs, two executives. And yet they differ. They differ because one is trying to excel in his work, in his job, in his task, while other is having a commonplace aim, goal, or work. So those who try to excel, if it is a cooking, one should become the best cook. If it is a driving, one should become the best driver. If it is speaking, one should become the best speaker. If it is writing, one should become the best writer. The aim should be to become the best. No matter what we are doing, the slightest thing, it is cleaning and sweeping the floor, see that the task is done with utmost cleanliness. If it is teaching, become the best tailor. So no matter what you do, it's the slightest task, but one must excel in it. One must perform it with absolute care, attention. So one should be passionate. One should be exhaling in one's work. And then one should be focused. The personality should be focused rather than a scattered personality. One should be focused on one's task. One should be focused on present. One should be focused on positivity. Then the extraordinary results happen. Otherwise, why is that so many students perform and only few pass or only few come in flying colors? Because only those who are focused, those who are present, focused on their task, their aim, their present and their positivity, they alone excel. Otherwise, no. Persistency. Then persistence, perseverance. These are another two words. Persist, persist, persist. No matter how many times one has failed, one should rise up every time one has failed and again restart everything all over again. So to become inspirational personality, one must persist. To become inspirational personality, one has to work hard. Extreme hard work is necessary. Arduous work is necessary, otherwise one cannot become inspiring. We should do that which nobody is doing. In order to become inspirational personality, one should be able to take the lead, initiative. Baba says, become O Arjuna. One should be able to take initiative. So leadership qualities are necessary in order to become the inspirational personality. And then you should be able to share your successes and failures with others. Sharing one's successes and failures with others. And then clear-cut communication. Very clear communication. When somebody is speaking, one should be listening. One should be a good listener in order to become an inspirational personality. Inspirational personality doesn't mean the one who speaks a lot, but who listens a lot. Who understands others, their feelings, their emotions. Inspirational personality is the one who cares about others. Their wishes, their desires. That what is inspirational personality about. Inspirational personality means who articulates what everyone is thinking. He becomes the glue where everybody gets attached. Inspiration personality means one who practices what he preaches. What? One who practices. If you tell somebody to do something but you yourself are not doing, probably it will not have any impact. In English, there's a saying, walk the talk. Walk the talk means whatever you talk, follow it. This is another way of saying actions speak louder than speech. So this is the ultimate thing, walk the talk. Walk the talk means whatever you say, do it. Whatever you preach, you do it. Otherwise you simply become a speaker, a preacher. Inspiring personality means who does what he says. When Abraham Lincoln became the president of America, probably in 1864 or like something like that, and he rose to give his first speech in the parliament. And once after he finished his speech, somebody thought of taking a jibe at him, to mock at him, and somebody rose and he said, "Oh, so you are Abraham Lincoln, the son of Mr. Lincoln, who was a shoemaker, and he was a shoemaker for our family." So he wanted to laugh at him, because Abraham Lincoln rose from a very poor background. And after so many failures. So this man said that your father was our familiar shoemaker. So it was an upright, an outright insult. But what Abraham Lincoln said was, "Okay, so my father was a shoemaker. Did he make good shoes? I hope he must have made good shoes. And he was very diligent in his work. And probably you would have liked the shoes made by him." So he turned the table on him. So inspiring personalities means those who keep cool in tense situations. Those who do not lose their calm. You know the situations are adverse, very tough, but one stays calm, unrattled, undisturbed, unperturbed by anything which is happening outside. The inner serenity, the inner serene countenance persists. So keeping cool in tense situation. If one is preaching a lot, but during the situation, everything becomes topsy-turvy, that is not an inspirational person. People do not learn from what you speak. People learn from what you do. No matter what you preach, but they will not learn. They will learn from what you do. For example, a small child. Father tells him, do this, do that, do that, do this. You should speak truth. Mother says you should speak truth. But that child notices everything. That child is a great learner. He is a great observer. He sits and observes what mother does, what daddy does. He teaches us to speak truth, but they themselves never speak truth. They teach us to become a good boy. who never fight, but they themselves keep on fighting all the time. So inspirational speaker means, inspirational personality means, motivational personality means those who practice what they teach, those who walk the talk. Walk the talk. So Baba wants us to become practical. Proof means those who are the inspiring forces. An inspiring personality means those who are ready to serve everyone, forgetting their ego. Inspiring personalities means those who are ready to learn from everyone, even a small child, because everyone has something to teach. Everyone teaches us something. Every event teaches us something. Every circumstance teaches us something. An inspiring personality means one who is faithful, who has trust in his team, colleagues, friends, his near and dear ones. There is a sense of fidelity, there is a sense of loyalty, there is a sense of trust. The interpersonal relationships are cordial, harmonious, loving, sweet. That is what inspiring personality is all about. One who is inspiring personality is someone who is willing to sacrifice his own personal comforts and conveniences for others. So there is a sense of sacrifice in inspiring personality. Without that sacrifice, without that willingness, inspiring personality means one who lays down his life for others. An inspiring personality are those who do something new, who have newness, who do something extraordinary. They touch that human internal chord of emotions. They make that inner odyssey, that travel, that journey, where they touch upon the chord that touches everyone. An inspiring personality is someone whose aim is very clear, whose goal is very clear, and they believe in themselves, not upon the jumbled opinions of others, not upon the, they don't rely on the mixed up, concocted opinions of others. They are the ones who believe in themselves. They are the one who are ready to do everything to achieve the goal. So willingness to sacrifice, willingness, total dedication. They are the one who are totally dedicated towards their goal. So these are all so many things about an inspiring personality. So Baba is saying, today's slogan, practical proof means someone whose every act inspires. And inspiring personalities means they do what they think and they speak what they think. So speaking, thinking, speaking and doing, they all are aligned. There is a perfect alignment of thinking, speaking and doing. These three things go in collaboration. Quite opposite of this is, there are people who think something, they do, they speak something, but when it comes to doing, they do the third thing, which they even never thought. And then there is a persistent perennial repentance So there is misalignment. So when the three things are aligned, that is inspiring personality. So practical proof means someone whose every act inspires. So his actions are elevated. His actions are not ordinary mundane. What else? Now you tell. Inspiring personality means he will correct his mistake immediately. He will stop. He will see himself and correct himself. Rather than hiding one's mistake, rather than going to justifications, he will not justify. Whatever that has happened, it is my mistake. An inspiring person means who takes the onus of everything upon his own shoulder. Who is responsible, who is accountable. Just as in politics, when any party, political party fails, the leader says, I take the responsibility for failure. So you must say this, that I take the responsibility for failure of my plan, strategy, whatever. So accepting one's mistake gracefully, that's more important, gracefully. What else? That's done. What else? They will learn from the mistakes of others. There are three types of personalities. First, those who learn from their own mistakes. Second, the wise man learns from his own mistakes. This is a saying in English. The wise man learns from his own mistakes. A wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. And the wisest from both. And the wisest from both. Shakespeare has said somewhere, some are born great. Some achieve greatness. Some have greatness thrust upon them. What else? How to become an inspirational personality? Become enthusiastic. This is very important. As I said, passionate. One should be doing every task, every job, every action, every seva with bubbling enthusiasm. With that vivacity, with that animation. With that sense of zeal and sense of enthusiasm. So doing everything with enthusiasm. Because enthusiasm is contagious. Enthusiasm spreads. When you see that somebody is doing something with enthusiastically, others get inspired to do the similar task with enthusiasm. So enthusiasm, enthusiastic personality. Enthusiasm makes the difference. There's a book in English. Enthusiasm makes the difference. I think Norman Vincent Peale, I don't remember the name of the author, but enthusiasm makes the difference. The entire book is on enthusiasm. So do everything with enthusiasm. What else? He will be untiring, undefatigable. He will be untiring, unexhausting spirit, inexhaustible energy within. So full of enthusiasm and never getting tired. Vivekananda said somewhere, I will drink the entire ocean. Before me, the mountains will crumble down. Such enthusiasm is needed. I will drink the entire ocean. Before me, the mountains will crumble down. Christ, Buddha and Krishna are but the waves of infinite consciousness that I am. These are but the waves. Christ is one of the waves. Buddha is one of the waves. Mahavir is just the wave of the infinite consciousness that I am. I am the ocean and these are the waves. So bubbling enthusiasm is needed to achieve the highest. What else? Self-motivation, self-inspiring. What else? This is a very good point. This is an extremely good point. When you trespass your comfort zone, when you outsmart, when you outspeed your comfort zone. This is the comfort zone I have created for myself. I don't want to do anything which is beyond my comfort zone. When you understand that, no, I have to cross the comfort zone. I challenge myself. The other day, the brother was giving one class from Delhi. He said that when you say Haji, Baba does something which is beyond your physical capacities. He said that the Chajo. So Baba will help you do something which is beyond you. You do not know that you can do it. But such power, such force, such impetus will fill the spirit. That you will be able to do that which you never thought, which was unimaginable. Such incredible things would happen through you. So, challenge yourself. What challenge? Throw a challenge. That today, 8 hours remembrance. This is the greatest challenge one can throw. Today, I'll do sitting yoga for 4 hours. This is a challenge. Today, I will churn the murli. Churning murli is a great task. Mind doesn't want to churn. Mind wants to accept what is coming. Everything to be served on the platter. Some good class? Okay, fine. Now I'll listen it. Okay. But if you are told this is the topic, now churn. This is a very difficult task. I don't want to do this. Let others do it. What else? Inspiring personality. He will know his limitations, but he will also know how much he can exceed and to what extent he can be able to achieve more than his limitations. And one more, he will be even help others challenge their best. He will help others even to develop that spirit. His everything would be contagious. Whatever he does will spread around. That will radiate. He will be the center. He will be the hub. And from him, the radiations will go around. So this is how, this is what the inspiring, the motivational, prerana-dayi personality. And one most important thing, and I will end there. An inspiring personality means most important. He will be the man of character. There are two things. One is character, another is personality. What is the difference? Yeah, so character is an intrinsic thing and personality is an outside thing. Abraham Lincoln said, personality is the shadow while character is the tree. Character is real and personality or reputation is on the outside. It's just a shadow, it's just a reflection, it's just a reverberation, it's just an echo of something which is within. So real thing, the essenceful thing, the true thing is character. So character is what is internal. And strength of character is what makes the man. What is the strength of character? A character which is not willing to bow down. A character which is self-reliant. It will not beg. We will suffer, but we will not beg. We will suffer from all privations, but we will not beg. I don't want to beg for money. I don't want to beg for help. I don't want to beg for care, attention, nothing I want from anyone. So, a very powerful character means a self-reliant character. A very powerful character means a character which has got brahmacharya. A strong character means which has got out and out purity within. A strong character means there is no weakness, no tenderness, no nonsensical sensitivities. There is a receptivity, but he is not a touch me not plant. He'll be very, very strong, In the face of the most difficult situation, he will stand like a rock, like a stone, like a pillar, unbowed, unmoved, unrattled, undisturbed, immovable, unshakable, unflinching. Om Shanti.